Joined to my left by Flames forward Mark Jankowski and right across from me by defenseman Brett Kulak. Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for doing this. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
Good. Well, let's start with Mark and then get to Brett. First
Sounds
of all,
good.
And I'll kind of go back and forth. I won't make you just sit here and listen. Just how are you? Four games into your season at the NHL level, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I've been feeling good. I think, you know, as every game has gone by and just every day, every practice, feel a little bit more comfortable out there. And yeah, I think I've just been building on, you know, on my game, on what I've been doing. And I feel like, I've been just getting a little bit better every day and feeling a lot more comfortable out there.
I know that, you know, your future, immediate future with the team has been a big talking point among Flames fans, and it's been pretty hotly debated. You start the season in the American Hockey League, but everybody talked about how you went down with the right attitude and you went down there and you know, you went about it the right way. How did you go about it? How did you approach starting the year in the American League?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I was frustrated to get sent down, you know, like any player would. You want to be up here. And, you know, for me, my mindset was to go down there and just dominate every shift and every game. And I think, you know, if I would have went down there and sulked and said, oh, like, why me and stuff like that, I think, you know, I wouldn't have been playing as well. I wouldn't, and I would have delayed the process a little bit to get back up here. And my goal is just to get here as soon as possible and to stay up here. So I think I had to go down with that mindset just to dominate, and the rest would figure itself out.
Once the recall came last week, what was the mindset then? Is it, I'm staying here, I'm going to make sure they don't send me back? Or what goes through your head in that situation?
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to put too much pressure on yourself, but you have to seize the opportunity. And you know, my mindset has been, yeah, I have to force their hand and make it a tough decision for them and make sure that I can stay up here.
Brett, I'm curious as to where your headset is at. I know I talked to you right when the team kind of broke camp and we saw what the roster was going to look like. And I said, you know, is this a situation where you feel like it's an accomplishment that you're on the team to start? And you're kind of like, nah, I mean, this is what I expect. I expected to be here. Now I got to make sure that I stay here. How are you feeling now that the season's 12 games old?
Yeah, we're 12 games in, and I've kind of been in and out of the lineup a little bit, but for me now, I think my goal obviously is to be in the lineup every night and help the team win. And I think for me to do that, it's a battle every day for that spot to get in. You know, so far it's been me and Bart in and out, and we're both competitive guys and we work hard every day. And I think it's good. We push each other to be better every day. And I like where things are going. And now to get in, get some ice time in that, and get a little confidence, it's been good.
You started the last two seasons at the NHL level too, and didn't stick throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So did you learn some things throughout that as to, you know, what it will take to
absolutely
be here all year?
Yeah, absolutely. It's good you brought that up. I think for me going forward, and something that I did take away from the last couple seasons, is it's not about a small stretch of games playing well. It's a long season. It's a grind. You play every second day pretty much, and so you got to bring it every night. And because it's such a competitive league, and the guys are so good, so if you take one night off, you're gonna get banged up on the score sheet, on the scoreboard. So I think for me, it's bringing a consistent attitude, consistent work ethic, and just being at my best every day.
So is that more of a mental thing when you're talking
absolutely
about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I put in a lot of work in the gym and everything. I come in, I'm physically ready. So I think it's just about keeping the mind sharp and, you know, not getting too high, not getting too low for me. It's when something doesn't go the way I would like it, it's not, you know, being upset about it for a couple days. And also on the other side, it's when things are going good. You can't. You know, be too high and just kind of ride on that. You gotta bring your best every day.
I know about half an hour, Coach Gulletson talked about how hard you worked in the off season and the amount of work you put in over the summer. Tell us about your off season and how you approached it this year.
Yeah, I mean, every year you come in and you try to, for me, it's been trying to change something, and whether it's whatever diet, whether it's putting a little more hours in the gym, more hours in the ice or whatever. So I always look for little ways where I can try to improve in areas. And yeah, I just go my hardest. You know, my goal is to put on some weight every single year. And but also, you know, you want to stay quick in that and get stronger. And so I think for me, I've put on, like, I've gotten stronger. I haven't necessarily put on a bunch of weight, but I just feel good. And I think my game is skating, so I need to bring that every night, and I need to be quick and bring the speed for the guys. And then also, because I'm playing against guys sometimes who are 30 pounds more than me, I can't always, you know, smash guys into the boards, mm-hmm, and hold them there. And so a big thing for me is body positioning and a good stick.
With Brett Kulak and Mark Jankowski of the Flames, Mark, you hear Brett talk there about, you know, being an everyday player and the NHL being an everyday league. How, now that you're four games in, I know you got the one game last year, but I guess kind of what were the realizations for you in knowing how consistent you have to be at the NHL level?
Yeah, exactly. It's all about consistency, and like Brett said, you have to bring your best every day or else this league will get back to you. So I think, just coming to the rink every day, practice day, off day, even, like, you have to bring your best. You have to, you know, treat your body right and, you know, eat well, sleep well, and just it's all about treating your body right and just bringing your best every day because, this league is all about consistency, and I think that's it.
It's not like you're not doing that in the American League, though, right? Is it more just that if you don't do it here, it'll be a little bit more noticeable because everybody around you is doing that?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's if you don't bring your best, this league will catch up to you. And it's the best league in the world for a reason. You know, we're the best players in the world. And if you know you make one mistake, it might be in the back of your net. So I think it's just bringing your best every day and just trying to bring that consistency.
I'll ask you both this question because, I mean, Brett, you've been a little bit more NHL experienced than Mark, but, you know, both of you still trying to solidify that this is the place that you belong every single night. Like, is there ever a point where you want to feel comfortable? Is there ever a point when you want to be like, hey, you know what, I'm an NHLer? Or do you always kind of want to have that little bit of, I don't know if it's fear or doubt mm-hmm. in the back of your mind to kind of keep you sharp?
I think for me, like talking about the comfort level of things, and I think that comes from just doing the process, going through what you need to do, and just the preparation that everything goes into it, and the hard work, and you feel yourself have some success here when you're working a little harder off the ice, or working a little harder in practice, working on whatever it is, your shot, passing, and I think that's kind of where I find the comfort of it, because everyone, like, it's such a good league, the players are so good. So I think when you can kind of get into the vibe of that process of just always getting better, that's kind of where the comfort level is. It's not necessarily sitting back looking around and saying, oh, like, I'm here now, like, mm-hmm. there's I don't think there's ever really going to be that moment, and if there is, then it's probably not a good thing. So,
Mark, what about you?
Yeah, definitely. I think you never want to get complacent, but you definitely, you know, you want to be comfortable in this league and say, yeah, I'm here. I can play in this league. I can make an impact. But like Brett said, you always want to be getting better every day, and I think that's huge for this league. And as you're going year by year and day by day, you want to be getting better every day. And I think you never want to be complacent. You never want to just sit back and say, okay, I'm here, like, I'm good enough, because you can always get better. And
with Mark Jankowski and Brett Kulak, just a couple more for you, just on the team as a whole, how are you feeling about the group? And, you know, you're coming off a big win over Washington on Sunday, but just overall, how do you feel this group is trending?
Yeah, it's a great group, and I feel like we're trending in the right direction. I think our play recently, especially our 5-on-5 play, has been really good, and it's been some of our best 5-on-5 play of the year. So I think we have to keep trending that direction. You know, we have to limit our penalties, and you know, our special teams is huge, obviously. So we have to work on that, keep on continuing that process, and especially, you know, the 5-on-5 play. And I feel like we're trending in the right direction.
Brett, what are your observations? The season started, and I know the coaching staff wasn't happy with the chances against and the shots against, but that seems to have really come down in a pretty rapid fashion. How come?
Yeah, I think where we're headed is we're kind of shooting ourselves in the foot, I guess I'll say. Less is, you know, we're a good team, and we're gonna be good every night. But I think what's hurt us early is just, you know, little things like Jank said, the penalties and little turnovers and things like that. And I think that's the fine line that it takes to win, and when you aren't doing things like that. And then also I think we've been able to play with a lead really well. It's not like we get the lead and we're sitting back and we're like, okay, hold on to it. Like, we're still kind of pushing the pace out there. And, I think we've looked really well.
Two final questions, one each. First of all, to you, Brett, you're in the midst of a 7-game homestand, 2 games down, 5 to go. Just overall, the importance of this homestand and being able to maybe start to establish yourself at the Saddle Dome.
Yeah, I think, you know, now we got a couple days off here without games, so we're gonna fine tune for practice, and then we got Pittsburgh coming in. They're a good team, they're a fast team, and then we get rolling with some games here. So the boys, we're going to be sharp and ready to go come Thursday and get the win then, and then we'll just keep rolling with it.
Mark, you've been in the organization now for more than 5 years, but you finally got to play your first two games on home ice. First three games were all on the road, but now two games finally played in front of Flames fans. What's that been like? I mean, how cool has it been knowing that, hey, you're finally here, you're finally playing for this organization, and now everybody's excited to see you?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a great experience, and you know, it's been a great process as a whole. Obviously, ever since I was drafted here back in 2012, I've wanted to play at the Dome in front of the Sea of Red and everything. And we have some of the best fans in the league, I think, here in Calgary. So it was, you know, they've been patient with me. I've been patient. I think you know, it's paying off now, and I think it's just been a really great process to go through with these fans.
Guys, appreciate you doing this. Apology for the lighting; we're sitting here in the dark, but otherwise, really do appreciate. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Mark.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. This is awesome.